Resurrection Day, and it's good to be in the house of the Lord. And Lord, we just praise you. We bless you that you walked out of that tomb alive. Lord, that we serve a risen Savior, that your name, Lord, you hold the keys of death and hell. And I pray, Lord, as your word is read, as it's sung, as it's played, as it's declared, that you would come, that you would breathe life on your people, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's prepare our hearts to worship. Just because he lives. Please stand in honor of the Lord for our call to worship. It's taken from Revelation 1, 17 through 18. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying, "Fear not, I am the first and the last and the living one. I died, and behold, I'm alive forevermore, and I hold the keys of death and hell."
Where, O death, is your victory?
Oh, death is your sting.
Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Do we have an overhead this morning? Is it working, Nate? It's not. Is it? Is it on? I'm sorry. Okay. I didn't have that one on, so I didn't think it was. So we're all good. We're fine. Just wanted to make sure you guys could see that. Let's do that again just for fun because it's good. Go ahead. Go ahead, Adam. Where, O death?
Where, O death, is your victory?
Where, O death, is your sting?
Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Let's sing Christ the Lord is risen today. It's taken out of the Red Book, page 302. We're going to do four verses in it. Christ the Lord is risen today.
Thank you.
and I had no idea. Since we've been singing, I rely a lot more on that than I thought I did. So, but just Nate has done a great job, and Danny Kirk, and Rich, just this whole year, just so appreciate Abby, just, and you all, your flexibility. It's been a hard year, but it's good that we're on the other side. And last year we were grieving not being able to be together, and it's really, really good to be in the house of the Lord. So, Father, we bless you and we honor you. We thank you, Jesus, that you are alive. Lord, you walked out of that tomb. Where, O death, is your sting? Where, O grave, is your victory? Lord, thanks be to God. Lord, just thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're here to honor you. We're here, Lord, to exalt you. We are here, Lord, to celebrate you because you are worthy, the Lamb who was slain. And so we praise you. We bless you, Lord. We thank you that we're able to gather together. Lord, there were several praises this morning of being with family today. And Lord, we thank you that we're able to be with our loved ones. We thank you for families. Lord, we just bless you and we thank you and we honor you. Father, we pray for Nate's cousin, Clarence, who fell, fractured his skull with a brain bleed. And Jesus, he needs a touch from you. And we command the bleeding in his brain to stop right now. We ask healing to come, the inflammation in his brain. Lord, we just ask healing. In Jesus' name, strength of God come, glory of God come. We ask your mercy and your peace and your healing on Clarence in Jesus' name. We pray for Cindy who fell and broke a vertebrae, God. We ask healing on her. We ask healing of that bone. We ask for no lingering effects. Command the pain to go in Jesus' name. We literally pray strength to her bones in the name of Jesus Christ. Healing, Lord. Cindy, in Jesus' name. We pray for Marla McNulty with a kidney stone. God, we ask healing on Marla in Jesus' name. The pain, we command the pain to go, that stone to dissolve and pass in Jesus' name. Peace on Marla, healing to come to her in Jesus' name. We pray, Father, for Sally. God, we ask you, Abby's mama, Lord, we just ask you to touch and heal her. Lord, she needs a touch from you. We ask your peace, your healing, your comfort on Sally in Jesus' name. Peace, Lord, to her mind, body, soul, and spirit. Healing to her lungs. Equilibrium to return to her blood pressure and her body. Healing, Lord, to her blood. Toxin, Lord, that's still in her body, Lord, that's causing inflammation. We just command it to go. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, Lord, that cleanses and heals and redeems and delivers. We ask you, Lord, to touch her today in Jesus' name. Seated in heaven and you laugh in derision because you know what is to come. The kings of the earth take their stand against you and against your anointed one. But Lord, I thank you that you're putting all things under your feet. You're the King of glory and you're coming back in great glory. Lord, I pray we would be ready. We ask your mercy, Lord. Truly, we pray your kingdom come, your will be done in our nation and in the world. We do pray, Jesus, the prayer that you taught your disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Father, I thank you for faithful givers. Lord, your word says you like a joyful giver. And Lord, I thank you for all the joyful givers in this church. Lord, we thank you for your provision. And Lord, I pray you'd bless the givers and you would bless the offering, Lord, that it would be truly an advancement for your kingdom's sake. We bless you and we honor you and we honor you with our wealth. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. God, that you do reign. Thank you, Jesus, when you were resurrected, all things are under your feet. And we praise you. We bless you. Lord, I give you my agenda. Lord, I give you wanting to do this sermon well, wanting to tell the story well. Lord, I just give it all to you. I pray, Father, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart would be acceptable unto you. I pray, Father, you would anoint me to preach without intimidation, but with power and with love and with sound mind. Pray, Lord, for power today. Not words, but power. Spirit of God, come. King of glory, come. Open our eyes, Lord. Open our eyes. In Jesus' name, amen. We've been hanging out in 2 Peter for a long, long time, up until last week. And there are two passages of Scripture in there I want you to remind you of. Peter said that we have these very great and precious promises in the Word, and that through them we become divine partakers. We participate with the divine. It's an amazing statement. And then he says in the end of chapter 1, 2 Peter verse 1, knowing this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation, for no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. Ezekiel has an amazing vision, an amazing encounter with God. And it's one of those very great and precious promises. There's a little word in that story that's repeated several times. It's a little Hebrew word that says hene. And some of your older translations translate that behold. And some of the newer translations just kind of miss it. And so I'm going to tell that story today. And I practiced kind of like with modern vernacular, and it just sounded kind of silly. But when it's behold, and think of, like, I grew up in the 80s, and yo was a thing. And so it's kind of like Ezekiel coming saying, yo, hey now, pay attention. And so when you see that in Ezekiel 37, it's kind of like somebody stomping their foot. Hey, 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 I want you to pay attention to that. So if Ezekiel were here today to tell this story, he'd be like, yo. So just kind of think about that in this, because he's wanting, it was an amazing thing. He is in the Spirit, and God, the Lord God the Almighty, comes to Ezekiel, and he takes him by the Spirit, and he takes him to a valley. And you think, okay, pretty, green, you know, maybe some grass, some flowers. No, this valley, yo, Ezekiel says, hey, it was full of bones. And God led him in and amongst the bones, and he wanted him to look at them. And so he's leading him, and the Hebrew, it's like God is saying, look at all, and it was just these massive amounts of bones. And Ezekiel said, hey, yo, behold, they were very dry. They were dead. And they had been there for a long, long, long time. And God tells Ezekiel, he said, Ezekiel, son of man, can these bones live? And Ezekiel really wisely says, Lord, you know. You know. There's a lot of them. They're dead. They're very, very, very dry. Lord, you know. And then God says to Ezekiel, son of man, I want you to prophesy to those bones. You say to those bones, bones, live. Hear the word of the Lord. Live. Behold, I'm going to put sinews, I'm going to put tendons, I'm going to put muscle on those bones, and there's going to be skin on those bones. Live, bones, live. And so Ezekiel doesn't say, well, that's crazy, that's stupid. He prophesies to those bones. They are dead. They are dry. And there's a massive amount of those bones. And he starts prophesying to those bones. Bones, live. Come alive. Sinews, tendons, grow on those bones. Come alive. And behold, there's a rattling sound. And he sees he hears the rattle. And he starts to see tendons, ligaments, muscles coming on those bones. My hope is gone. There's no hope left. But I'm going to come, and I'm going to bring life. Ezekiel chapter 37. The end of that. Behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it, declares the Lord. Hope. Prophetic word. But on Friday, Jesus is crucified between two thieves, nails in his hands and in his feet. Luke tells us that while he's on the cross, from noon to 3 o'clock, there was no sun. The sun did not shine. There was darkness over the land. What they had thought that Jesus was going to come do, and he was going to come, he was going to overthrow the Romans, and it's all just complete despair and agony and disappointment as Mary, the disciples, are there and they see Jesus. What is happening? This wasn't supposed to happen. This isn't what it was supposed to be. Jesus cries out in a loud voice, my God, why have you forsaken me? Psalm 22, verse 1. Were those there, did they know what came later in Psalm 22, the hope and the victory? They were so overwhelmed with the pain and the agony and what they were seeing with their eyes. This wasn't supposed to happen. Jesus cried out with a loud cry, it is finished. And he gave up his breath. And it says that when he did that, there was a great earthquake and there was darkness and the veil was torn in the temple. Get now into the Holy of Holies. It was torn. Matthew says, when Jesus died, what happened? Matthew 27, verse 51. Behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook, and the rocks were split. The tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the tombs after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. When the centurion and those who were with him, keeping watch over Jesus, saw the earthquake and what took place, they were filled with awe and said, this truly was the Son of God. Dead people coming out of their graves. Yet, he was dead. They buried him. says to her, Mary, and he speaks her name. And in the speaking of her name, her eyes are open, and she says, Rabboni. And he says, go and tell my brothers that I am alive. What happened when Jesus Christ was raised from the dead? It's not a myth. I grew up, my grandfather was a pastor in the United Methodist Church. And at that time in the 70s and 80s in the United Methodist Church, there was this huge debate going on. Well, Jesus didn't really bodily raise from the dead. He was just kind of passed out and he came to life. And all of this, that arguing that Jesus didn't really raise from the dead. Paul writes and he says that if Jesus wasn't really raised from the dead, we are idiots. Why are we here? Why are we here? We're complete fools if he didn't rise from the dead. But he did rise. Peter saw it. John saw it. Mary and the women saw it. I've encountered him, and some of you have too. And when Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, you all, we were dead in sin. We were those bones in that valley. We were dead. We were separated from God. But when Jesus Christ came and his blood was poured out and he died on that cross, he did that because he loves you. He did that because he wants a relationship with you. All of the punishment, all of the wrath of God, all of our failures were put on Jesus. all of your sins and heals all of your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. Those that struggle with condemnation and self-hatred, the Lord wants you to know that you are loved. You are loved. You are loved. You are loved. Invite him into that area in your heart. Take off our grave clothes, Jesus. Thank you for your blood that breaks every chain. Thank you, Father, that that army was an exceedingly great army. I thank you, Father, for the church that you're raising up right now. And Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that you would encourage, that you would equip, that you would empower your people, that we would truly be the bride of Jesus Christ in this hour, that we would be the mighty army. Gates of hell shall not prevail against the church on the march, the church on fire. We thank you, Jesus, for resurrection power. Paul writes in Ephesians 1 that the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, if you believe in him and you're filled with the Holy Spirit, it lives in you. Fill us, Father, fresh and anew. Do you want just a fresh filling of the Holy Spirit? Just put, again, your hand on your heart. Just, Father, fill. Fill the hungry ones. Fill the hungry ones, Lord. Fill the hungry ones. Thank you, God, for your healing, for your forgiveness, and your life. When you feel like all hope is gone, like those bones, there's life and there's healing. Thank you, Jesus, that you're the resurrection and the life. Come in. Open our eyes. Fill us up for your glory's sake. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please stand, and we're going to sing Up from the Grave, He Arose. And again, the Lord is here. He's here right now. And just give him your heart. If you don't know Jesus, it's so simple. Believe that he died on the cross for your sins, is raised in power, and he will save you from your sins, and he will change. that we would hear your call today, that we would yield. Pray we would experience your power in a fresh new way. Truly, God, on this resurrection day, give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation to know you better. Enlighten the eyes of our heart that we may know the hope to which you called us to. Thank you, Father, we've been begotten again into a living hope. May we know, Lord,